Well, a little less than 2 hours from now, the Federal Reserve will announce whether it plans to raise interest rates. Most economists are betting that Fed Chair Janet Yellen will wait until the end of the year to raise rates. Diane Swonk is an economist with DS Economics. She's with us from Chicago. Hi, Diane.
Hi, good to be here.
So what do you think is going to happen with this Fed decision today? Will they increase rates?
I think they're going to hold off a little bit longer. This Fed has been more skittish than not, and right now we still have an economy with a lot of mixed economic signals, and I think what they're going to do is delay at least until the end of the year. We're likely to get a holiday rate hike, one right in time for December. I'm sort of calling Janet Yellen is once a year Yellen these days. We got one last year, and I think we're going to get just one in this year as well.
And why wouldn't the Fed raise rates today, though? Because there have been a lot of good economic indicators recently.
Well, the economic news is still mixed. Although the indicators are moving in the right direction, we've seen the manufacturing sector continue to slacken, even though it should be starting to pick up. It hasn't yet. We've also seen that even though the labor market continues to generate jobs, the pace of job growth has slowed, and we've not really seen enough of an acceleration in wages to be confident that it will stick going forward.
The Fed last raised rates slightly last December. The markets fell about 12% in the 2 months that followed. Do you think there is going to be a correction like that in the market whenever the Fed does raise rates?
I think that's one of the conundrums the Fed faces, is that they actually have provided stability in the markets by staying on the sidelines. And every time they get involved again in trying to raise rates, the markets do jitter. The problem is we don't have the unambiguous strength in the economy we once did when the Fed raised interest rates, because it used to be you actually saw financial markets absorb those rate increases fairly good because the economy was just very strong. We also have a lot of uncertainty still abroad, and we know what happens abroad comes back and can wash up on our own shores here in the United States, most notably what's going on in China. Today, we also saw the Bank of Japan ease a little further on interest rates and actually increase their target on inflation, saying that they're willing to keep the policy of easy money going till inflation not only reaches target, but exceeds their target. They haven't reached their target in over a quarter of a century.
And why is that so important to us here in the U.S., what's happening in Japan? Because a lot of economists like you have been watching what's going on in the Japanese central bank very closely.
Because all of these things are interlinked now. We don't live on an island, as I said earlier, but it's really important that financial market flows can go around the world in nanoseconds. And I think that's really important, is that whatever happens abroad can influence rates here as well. And I think it's hard for the Fed, in the context of other central banks easing, for them to raise rates without there being consequences here. One of the biggest consequences for the Federal Reserve is a stronger dollar. You don't want a stronger dollar when you already have low inflation. It makes import prices cheap, but it keeps inflation lower than they'd like longer. It also hurts that manufacturing sector, which has really seen a very tough time for the last couple of years.
How is inflation looking right now in this country? This is one of the Fed's two mandates, is to keep inflation at the rate that it wants it to be. And over the last many years, it's been much lower than the Fed would like it to be.
Exactly. What we've seen is during the duration of the crisis, not only has inflation been below target, but most of it much below target. The good news is we've warmed up a little bit, but we're far from an overheating economy or an even comfortably warm economy. The hard part for retirees, of course, is that the things that they pay the most for, things like medical costs, just surged again after decelerating in their price increases. So the unevenness of inflation is becoming more of a challenge for the Fed as well. Overall inflation below where they'd like it to be, the economy a little more tepid than they'd like it to be. But certain groups out there, those who rely on things like interest rates on their savings, like retirees, are also having a harder time with some of the inflation numbers as well, because they're paying for prescription drugs and medical costs.
Diane, does the fact that we're just a month and a half away from a presidential election matter inside that boardroom at the Fed?
Some inside the boardroom of the Fed, if they think they have to raise rates, and many of them do, as a matter of fact, that makes no difference whatsoever, which I know sounds surprising to most. My own view is that, frankly, if there's not a compelling argument at this stage of the game to do it, why do anything to be seen as if you're doing something to affect the presidential election? We have seen the Fed raise interest rates right through elections before, and that's something that's very important to remember. It last happened in 2004.
Although there would be some who would say that by not doing anything, the Fed is helping the Democrats because the stock market will stay kind of juiced.
I think what we have is a problem right now where the Fed, no matter what they do, is a political pinata. And again, that's one of the reasons why they just can't take the election into account. That said, do I think there's a chance that they raise rates in November when they meet just days before the election? I think that chance is absolutely zero.
Diane Swonk, an economist with DS Economics in Chicago. Thank you so much, as always.
Thank you.